This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America radio network stations, our Mega Talk radio stations, hello, Seattle, hello, Bremerton, hello, Portland, and our leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases, too. Plus, a special shout out to George, who's listening to us up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with the GCN Live Network folks, and around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening right now. Thank you to your service to America, and also to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital rooms, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thanks for your service to America. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's a great day in the neighborhood. We just talked about the mess down here in Florida still with the voting debacle. I guess they'll get that cleaned up after they pass new legislation on what an absentee ballot is, huh? Good Lord.
Yeah.
But anyway, and maybe they ought to just make it 10 days for all of it, and then that solves the problem, you think?
I don't know.
But I don't either.
We've got systems that operate differently in every single state.
Right.
And, you know, it just may well be that with all of this, that these...
That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all kinds of stuff. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, with us. I had to reach over there to hit the phone there, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Yeah.
Yeah, let's say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it too. Well, Kyle, yesterday they came out of their shells. By they, I mean James Comey appeared on television, and he apologized. He said he was sorry that he took the wrong approach, and he made a mistake, and he just boo-hoo, wah-wah. So let's start with Comey before we get to the other adept individual. First of all, did you hear what Trey Gowdy had to say about James Comey?
Yeah, I think Trey Gowdy said he thought that by this point, Comey would be in a prison uniform, basically.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, he'd be in an orange jumpsuit or wherever they wear at one of those federal prisons, because that's where he should be, according to Trey Gowdy. And after all, who would know?
Well, sure. Well, Trey Gowdy's the former prosecutor, and so he knows kind of what to look for, when you're looking at these kinds of cases.
And these guys, make no mistake about it, James Comey and others, including Lisa Page, who's singing like a canary, have you noticed?
Oh, yeah.
They are trying to get out in front of the storm that's headed their way, because you got to believe... And I hope Lisa Page has got good security around her, because there's going to be, we know what's happened when the Clintons get involved or somebody else. People commit suicide, don't they?
Yeah, unfortunately, that seems to be the case.
And I certainly hope that that doesn't happen to Lisa Page, because if so, there's nobody in their right mind listening to this program or anywhere else that's going to believe that it was an accident.
Well, right. There's just too much heat, and there's really so much at stake here, because, you know, sometimes this is played as a, just an average, everyday government, scandal, this kind of thing. But really, somebody is in this thing playing for all the marbles. And because this has really never been about Trump, this has been about the people that voted for Trump. This has been about draining the swamp. This has been about trying to actually send someone to Washington to do things that the people are asking them to do, not that there's some machine there that keeps going literally no matter who you elect. This is a big issue.
Let me just throw this out there for the people that haven't paid attention. And, Kyle, I'm going to ask you this question. Who said this statement? We, the people, elect leaders not to rule, but to serve.
I think it's on the tip of my tongue, Eisenhower?
Yep, Dwight David Eisenhower, President of the United States, former commanding general, World War II, D-Day, the European Theater, Supreme Allied Commander. He got it right. We, the people, elect leaders not to rule, but to serve. Now, the Republicans get it for the most part. The Democrats don't. We've got way too many people out there with 30 years and 40 years and 20 years and 25 years and all that in the mix. And all they're doing is getting rich and fat at our expense, because the insider trader information and all that they know, they are totally exempt from, and they can make millions of dollars off that. It's time to clean out the, never mind the swamp. How about cleaning out the chicken pen?
Right. Well, you know, Captain, you're absolutely onto something here, because in the framers, you know, the founding fathers believed that people would come into government and serve a short period of time, basically, and then go back to their farm or to whatever, you know, to their life before government. I don't think that they envisioned people being in the career for 30 or 40 years. I think that would have been completely anathema to them.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And nobody did. That's why we were considered citizen legislators. Remember that term?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and they all came from civilian life. They weren't a bunch of lawyers. They weren't a bunch of professional politicians that worked their way on up the line from a county or a city or town office to a county and then to state and then to federal and then to wherever they wound up after that. They just weren't that adept. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come right back, we're going to get into the other person that came on television yesterday and tried to plead his case, Adam Schiff. We're going to tell you what happened to him over the weekend. Plus, guess what? Jerry Nadler, making idol.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, the Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and we are back, and I'll tell you what, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. I had somebody come up to me over the weekend, and they told me that they were having problems with their foot and the swelling in their foot and this, that, and the other, and they'd had ligament damage, and they really hadn't been able to find a solution for it. So actually, it was Saturday morning. So I gave them four Aleves, and I said, take two today. I'm not a doctor, but take two today. Take two more tomorrow, and let me know if you can sometime Sunday night so I can tell everybody how it worked out for you, if it gave you and it made any difference. Well, took the two on Saturday. I told him to take it with a meal. He took the two on Sunday. I told him to take it with a meal. And he called me about, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7 hours ago, one of my neighbors, and he says, you know something? My foot swelling is down and I feel better. He says, I'm going to order that stuff. And I said, well, there you go. So, another one. Relief Factor. Folks, if you're struggling with nagging pain, you can't get rid of it, you've got whatever. Okay, I've got arthritis, and arthritis is not any fun. And anybody that's got it knows what I'm saying. No matter where it is, no matter how it is, when the weather gets cold, when there's weather changes, when it rains, this, that, and the other, you know what's going on because you feel it in your bones, and that's literally what it is. So I take it because of that, but I've also got back pain. I've broken my back twice, and my spine was fused the second time. If you have neck pain, if you have shoulder pain, if you have hip pain, if you have knee pain, if you have foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches in general, or just general pain somehow, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, you take it as directed. It tells you to begin with to take it 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner with food. Now, once you get on it,
And once it's in your system, if you want to cut back to twice a day, that's fine. But don't go backwards. Don't go backwards. Don't drop it down. Well, I feel really good. Now I'll take one. Because when that stuff gets out of your system, guess what? It comes right back. So, and this is all natural. Everything I'm telling you about is natural. There's no narcotics, none of that stuff in here. You've got four little capsules in a packet that you take three times a day. Very easy to swallow. No problemo. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 1995 three-week quick start. That's all it costs, $19.95 plus shipping and handling, to get it to you within 2 or 3 days. Relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. What do you got to lose but pain? All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And Jerry Nadler said what?
Well, he talked about this idea that Gerald Van Drew.
That's the one from New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm sorry, not this person's name is not Gerald, I don't think. It was Representative Van Drew, yes, from southern New Jersey, that he's going to be switching to Republican, according to indications right now. And Nadler spoke out about that, and he said, well, the guy's not going to get reelected, renominated, but he said, basically, we shouldn't be looking at those things, but this is the defense of our democracy, he says. Do we stay a democratic republic or do we turn into a tyranny? And when I saw that, Captain, I thought, well, wait a minute. This looks like, isn't Jerry Nadler and the Democrats, aren't they trying to bring the tyranny?
Let me stop you. Let me stop you. What's this guy's name?
Representative Jeff Van Drew.
Now, he is in a solid red district, one of the few in New Jersey that was won by Donald Trump.
Right.
So he's reading the polls.
Well, sure he is. And he's also been an outspoken critic of impeachment as well. So he's no friend already for Jerry Nadler.
Now, there was another guy in Minnesota where the Minnesotans, and I can tell you this, and thank God for the folks in Minnesota that are rearing up and going after Ilhan Omar and all this crap that you people have been put through up there. People, the laughing stock of the country is Minnesota right now with the people you elected the last time around. I'm telling you, Kyle, there is a wave coming in Minnesota that is going to bury the Democrats. I know it. I've heard it. I've seen it. My people up there that are listening to me right now in Burnsville, tell me about it every day. More and more people are showing up just absolutely fed up with the Democrats and what they've done to the state of Minnesota.
Well, exactly. And at the national level, too, when you have representatives being elected to Congress who don't act like congressional representatives and only act as some sort of activist or some other kind of thing where they have a national platform to say whatever they want about Trump and sort of follow their own agenda, they're not representing the people that elected them. And so the people that elected them have a funny way of saying, okay, well, you don't work for us anymore.
And then there was a third person, and I can't remember where they were at. I almost said California, and it might very well be California. There was a third person, I believe it was a woman, who was becoming an independent and was going to caucus with the Republicans. She wasn't being a Democrat just yet. She was, a Republican yet. She was becoming an independent. I got that right.
I think I heard something a little bit about that, but, you know, obviously, you know, there's going to be some cracks now, you know, some in the armor, basically, because there is, again, there's nothing there. This is a ridiculous. The articles of impeachment are cartoonish, to the extreme. And so people are going to start, you know, figuring out that they're not going to get reelected or they're going to have a very hard time with their own constituency if they follow through on that. But yet, Jerry Nadler and, of course, Adam Schiff, and Devin Nunes is trying to stage, shall we say, an intervention with Adam Schiff on this whole thing, because it's that Trump derangement syndrome. It sounds cliche. It sounds like a funny thing, but it's not. It seems to be very real.
Yeah, and folks, we're speaking with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Okay, now, Schiff decided to go on television and plead his case for whatever, but he had a little problem in his backyard at a town hall meeting with several constituents who showed up to let them know that they weren't happy with Mr. Schiff and his position on impeachment. Is that not correct?
That's exactly correct. And there was a major kerfuffle, as it were, going on. One person shouting at Adam Schiff and others trying to shout them down. Then others, they tried to unfurl a Trump 2020 flag, basically, and or a banner, and they tried to take that away. And there was a, you know, just a real scuffle that went on.
Now, Eric is chiming in from Seminole, our favorite Marine dad, and he's saying that the president needs to win the popular vote in 2020 by a decisive margin, or the malarkey will continue. Now, I can tell you, Eric, and I can tell all the listeners that I have been made aware of a lot of things that Republicans are doing behind the scenes that nobody knows about, positioning attorneys, knowing what the game plan was the last time they tried to do vote harvesting. Remember that?
Ballot harvesting.
And they're lined up not only in the states where it was attempted, but they're lined up in states where they think it's going to be attempted. And young lawyers, okay, they're usually young lawyers that do this, that have been hired by the Republican Party. They're going to be all over the country. So this isn't going to be as easy as it was the last time around in a midterm election. I mean, they are going to be just keeping their eyes open. And like I say, don't be surprised if there's a whole bunch of items that aren't found to be wrong and blown in right away by the Republicans against the Democrats, because they're going to try, but it's not going to work, in my opinion.
Well, exactly. And I might even just add that even if President Trump were to win the popular vote, which he can do, mm-hmm. I believe. But even if he were to win it, the Democrats and many in the media would still not accept it, and that would be just the icing on the cake to show, hey, you know, the anti-Trump crowd is just never going to be satisfied. And that's why Americans, you know, in some ways, we just got to keep electing the right people and then move on and get business done.
Well, we get that. Oh, wait a minute. There's a Pennsylvania. Okay, here it is. There was another one, a Pennsylvania Democrat. This is another one. This is like the fourth one that I've seen so far. A Pennsylvania Democrat switched to independent. He's going to caucus with the Republicans. This is coming from the Washington Times. So that's four that I know of.
Yeah, exactly. And somehow it was almost being spun by Nadler, it would seem, that, well, this guy's mm-hmm. just reading the polls. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're mm-hmm. supposed to do what the people actually want to elect you to go to Washington mm-hmm. to do. That's the whole point.
All right. Well, there's a caller on the line, but we're going to break right now. Here comes some music in my ear. So, caller, if you can hold on, we'll get to you. You'll be the first one up when we come back from this break. Caller, just hang on there, and I'll pick up and find out who you are here in the break. But, Kyle, you hold on, too. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm telling you, the Democrats have overplayed their hand. And they are gonna pay for it.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New information in the headlines this hour here on USA Radio News. Cheap flights coming in January and February if you're looking to take a trip. Once the new year 2020 arrives, faircompare.com says some of the cheapest flights offered up in the first 2 months of the year. The CEO of Boeing fired as the company looks to get the 737 MAX jet off the ground. Boeing says the change necessary to restore confidence in the the company. China says it will lower some tariffs in the new year, and the stock market reacts, hitting new highs. To Capitol Hill and the impeachment saga, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer holding a news conference calling on the White House to release documents and allow witnesses in the upcoming Senate impeachment trial. House Democrats also want former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. You can find out more by going to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, when you do that, type in your zip code and you'll find out where your local Geico office is and how to reach them. Or you can go directly through the website if you don't want to do that and get a quote or get information answered right there while you're on the website. They offer coverage for more than just the car or truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, boat or RV, the Sea-Doo or the Ski-Doo that you own. And they also help with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agency. So to find out more, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go right to the phone lines. We've got one of our favorite callers on the line. This is Mel. Is that right, Mel?
Yes, Mel. From Saratoga Springs.
Okay, Mel. What's going on in Saratoga Springs today?
Well, here, just in the state alone, this past week, the end of the week, the legislature has made it legal for illegal aliens to apply and obtain New York State driver's licenses.
Wow.
And now, if you put that together, that goes with registered voting.
Right.
Motor voting.
Right.
Registered. Now, if that isn't illegal or just in itself another dirty that the Democrats or demon rat party playing and pulling out another dirty trick.
Mel, I got a question. I got a question for you. Have they done up there in New York, because I don't know, what they did in California where you can vote in state and local elections only with a driver's license?
Well, I believe the driver's license is legal for any sort.
Right, but I mean, have they allowed the illegals? Because your licenses are supposed to be stamped with some sort of I on it or something like that for illegal, or A for alien or something like. Let me ask Kyle for a minute. Kyle, what did they do in California then to this? Didn't they put something on their license?
Yeah, I believe so, but I think you're right. It's supposed to limit, illegal alien voting only to, some local elections or state elections, basically. But it's not supposed to be for the federal. But of course, with the motor voter and all these kinds of things, and the way that all these things are processed, I haven't seen anything that gives us real confidence that only that kind of thing would happen.
Okay, well, Mel, go ahead and continue. I just want to get Kyle in on that one.
Well, there's numerous county courts across the state that are going to allow any issuing of any driver's licenses to those that are not citizens of this country that are in our state. They'll take it right to the state Supreme Court, all the way up to Washington. To the Supreme Court.
Well, here's the one thing you need to think about long and hard, you people up in New York, not to just toss Mel into the mix there. Commercial drivers' licenses, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, delivery drivers, the small vehicles that they don't need to have a chauffeur's license, they can just drive with a commercial vehicle license, I don't believe it's legal, and I don't believe they can be covered under anybody's insurance if they're driving and they're not here legally. I don't believe that that's allowed. And certainly with a commercial license, they must be able to speak English, write English, and read those signs and tell everybody what it means, those different signs. And that's the problem I see.
Well, Captain, I you can't put anything past what anybody will pull a rabbit out of their hat to try to beat the system. They may even have somebody who can read both their Spanish and our English and go on and take the test for them, and maybe get paid.
Yeah, like Chicago. That was done in Chicago. Okay, well, Mel, you've brought up some very interesting points, and I appreciate it very much. And you keep on the good work there, my friend.
I also posted you on your site and your saving on my Facebook page, and a lot of people look at it. So,
well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mel. Okay, you take care now. All right, and that's Mel up in Saratoga Springs. And Kyle, how's that working out in California, by the way, where this all started?
Well, again, there doesn't seem to be any real faith in that kind of system. But I was able to find out as well, Captain, that in New York, there was a challenge to this new law, and it's supposed to go into effect next week, we understand. There are some other legal challenges that may come against it as well.
Okay.
So people are going to be on the march.
Okay, well, hold the fort, because we got the Professor Emeritus on the line. Good morning, Dan. Man, how you doing up here in Lafayette, Indiana?
I'm outside shoveling snow, if you can believe that.
I can believe that, and you're going to get a bunch of it, I think, but go ahead.
A friend of mine lives in Los Angeles. At the polls for the last 2016 presidential election, people working some of the polls in the Hispanic community were illegal. The workers were illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you right there, it doesn't matter what's on your driver's license, you're going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's why Clinton won it by about 3.5 million votes out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, listen, when the fox is in charge of the chicken coop, what do you think happened?
Mm-hmm.
And you see that all the time. About the CDL, I can tell you this. You wouldn't believe how many people in Lafayette, Indiana come in here with the rigs, They're Ukrainian. They're Russian. They're Syrian.
That's that bunch from Chicago and Detroit. There's a whole bunch of them up there, but go ahead.
They can't even speak English.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And they got a CDL.
Yep.
So you tell me how you do that and know the signs.
Well, they got caught in Chicago and it all but put Watkins Motor Lines out of business because of the wrecks they were having. There were several hundred of them that became team drivers that worked for a major contractor out of Chicago, and it all but put Watkins Motor Lines out of Lakeland, Florida, out of business a few years ago. They wound up selling.
All right, one more thing and I'll get off. Eric,
yep.
He called about how Trump has to have a majority vote this
right,
time.
Right.
If you go back in history, 72, no one won bigger than Nixon. He ended the war. He brought the POWs home. The economy was starting to look a little better than it had been. And the the Democrats still stuck the knife in his back.
Mm-hmm.
As long as Donald Trump is president, they're going to keep this stuff up. This resistance is going to...
You're right.
Last 8 years, if he's reelected. So that's
right.
Just my two cents.
All right. Well, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. You can stay low up there.
Okay.
All right. Shovel and snow, Kyle.
Yeah, oh, I know. Well, and I don't envy him that, I'll tell you that.
No, but that's that pat. That's I-70 to I-64 right in there. That storm's coming right across all the way to the East Coast. But anyway, we got a couple minutes here to keep going here. I definitely want to get into the mix, and again, I've got some truck drivers chiming in here about the commercial, the CDLs, and they're telling me they've seen the same thing, people that can't speak English that are having to figure out how to even pay for their fuel with their fuel cards, because, you know, some of the cards you take inside, some of them you put in a machine, and they don't know how to put them in there and how to pump the fuel. That sounds like the Mexicans from years ago, but we know we got a problem, we know we're addressing it. I know that they've got the attorneys on it. You know, the Republicans have hired a bunch of attorneys because that's what it takes to do this. Unfortunately, you don't have enough cops out there to do the job. So where do we go with all of this? I mean, we the people have got to be vigilant in all of this, and plus what else?
Well, no, you're absolutely right, and there needs to be continued legal challenges, which is the avenue that we have, but it is very difficult, especially in the face of the mentality, and part of the mentality here in California, Captain, is, well, you have undocumented immigrants, or otherwise known as illegal aliens, living in different communities. Therefore, some people say, they should have the right to vote for school boards and things like this, because they're quote-unquote part of the community.
No.
But that flies in the face of logic.
If you are not legal to begin with, I don't give a rat's tutu where you're at or what you're doing. You don't get to vote until you become an American citizen. Period. End of story.
Well, exactly. And I've known people, Captain, who have come to this country from different parts of the world.
Legally.
And it was literally the jewel in their life.
That's
that
right.
They were able to become naturalized American citizens. They were
That's
so
right.
proud.
And this nonsense that these Democrats and these progressives are trying to put through, it's all part still of the fundamental transformation of America. And by God, folks, I'm going to tell you something. You want to hear somebody light the airwaves up? Hour number two, first segment, I am going to just open the door wide open and blow the windows off the building I'm sitting in, literally. The roof, too, maybe, because I'm going to go after these people. I sat there yesterday. I put all my thoughts down on paper. I got a whole bunch of notes. I didn't write an article, but I got notes, and I'm just going to let it fly next hour. So be prepared. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com and watch out, everybody.
Okay, Kyle. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll tell you what, I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. Hour number two, when I come back after the news, because Miss Rosemary's not available tonight, I'm going to blow the roof off the building.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here right, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hangout in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead cheese. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle, a little Rooster Cruisin', ain't nothing wrong with his radio. Not mine neither, because I was sitting in the Mission Barbecue last week demonstrating the little handy talkie that I've got on the repeater system with the amateur radio. And we talked about 40 miles away, sitting at the table in the Mission Barbecue at Town and Country in the north part of Tampa. So that's not too bad a way. Not too bad a deal. But anyway, here we go. Batten down the hatches. Big old storm going east. A winter snowstorm with ice, with freezing rain, with sleet, with rain to the south, is tracking from the lower Mississippi Valley through Monday, across the central Appalachians Monday night, and into southern New England by Tuesday. Now, this is a pretty quick-moving storm, and right now, there is a winter storm warning for straight across I-70, Missouri, straight across Illinois, I-70. There is snow and a winter storm warning all the way from Colorado into Kansas, into the northern part, I-40, Oklahoma area, and Texas, Amarillo, and over into Indiana, across I-70, I-64. The same thing for Ohio, I-70, I-64, down below Kentucky, where there is some rain, except in the higher elevations where it's either sleet, freezing rain, or snow. Then the same thing for West Virginia in the mountains. The same thing for Maryland in the mountains. Same thing for the southern stretch of Pennsylvania along the Pennsylvania Turnpike. You're going to have some interesting going as the day progresses there. Over into Jersey, over into New York, over into southern New York, and eventually it's going to find its way and work its way up through New England, and depending on where it is and what your temperatures are going to be, it'll either be rain, or it'll be freezing rain, or it'll be sleet, or it'll be snow. So take your pick. And this is creating havoc out on some of the highways in the Midwest right now. You've all seen the traffic. You saw what happened with the football game yesterday in Kansas City when they... They were playing. They were just literally playing in a snowstorm that just dumped on them during the game. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, here's the important thing about everything that's going on. All right, this is winter. We all know it. But please be careful. Slow down. Allow yourself the right amount of distance. And don't be stupid when you're out on these highways. Now, we did hear from Trucker Eric, who's out in Nevada tonight, and he said that he had to drive on some black ice coming across Wyoming, which I can believe because I'm looking at Wyoming, and you got some patches up there, Cheyenne to Laramie, and then further west, Rollins to the Utah state line, where it looks like as if you've got some interesting driving. But to the north tonight, in Idaho, almost all the way to Coeur d'Alene, and up in the central and western part of Montana, you've got a general snow there, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, higher elevations. By the way, 4th of July is getting the 6 to 10 part. And then another system is coming in, Washington State, Oregon, Northern California. Another system is right behind it coming in. Holy cow, here we go again. Now, down in Arizona, I might add, around Tucson and south of Phoenix, down towards Nogales, it looks like as if you got a freeze warning and a frost warning down there, and temperatures are pretty chilly in that area for this time of the year. Now, coming across the southern part of the country, right now, we've got some pretty good fog, dense fog, from just east of New Orleans up on I-10 through Mississippi and into Alabama over to Pensacola, where it seems to be the worst. From Pensacola to the Mississippi state line seems to be where the fog is the worst right now. So please be careful on I-10 and allow yourself some extra time. And keep that in mind if you're trucking heavy to get to Miami tonight or vice versa, that that's going to slow you down. Can't go any faster than what you can see, now can you, gang? Absolutely, positively. Speaking of which, some of this snow in the Midwest is being accompanied with fog. So not only do you have fog, where it makes it tough enough to see, you've got snow along with it. So please, please, please be careful. And I can tell you where that's happening right now. It's over. And good morning, Flip. I can tell you where that's happening right now is over in Kentucky, parts of Kentucky, and parts of West Virginia, the lower part of West Virginia, where you got a combination of both. So be careful. And that would be along I-64. And some of the north-south routes that are affected tonight, I-75 coming up through Kentucky, going into Ohio. You've got snow about halfway up through Ohio, rain, and then it changes to freezing rain and sleet as you get up closer to the Ohio line, northern part of Kentucky, where, of course, you're going to go up and over the top of a couple of rocks there. But anyway, is what it is. Now, don't forget, the Truckers Highway Bible Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J. Now, your Pilots and Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because you got some pretty doggone good stuff going on in there. Then the Pilots, you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a full-service and full-equipped Dairy Queen with all their menu, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, could even find a Dunkin' Donuts full-service menu as well, because they've got the chili, they got the soup, they got the sandwiches, they got some little light breakfasts in there. Not too shabby anymore. It's not just about donuts and coffee. And then, of course, in the Flying J's, you'll find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, depending upon where you're at. And in the bigger ones, you're liable to find a couple of different places in there in the Flying J's around a big city. So be careful tonight. Drive safe. And if you need to pull off, look for a Flying J or a Pilot to pull into, because that's going to be what I just told you about there. And by the way, make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get you some free coffee, because Nelson's got that figured out up there in Jasper. Yep, he's got that figured out. He drives back down out of Valdosta, where he works up there, and in the library, and he stops and gets his free coffee and tells him the captain sent him, and it works for him, so it ought to work for you too, right? By the way, that's all you got to do. And many of the pilots are listening to us right now. They have the radios on there. We appreciate them very much doing that, because that's why we have you on, and that's why we're telling you all about how good they are, because they're paying to be on the program, and we're endorsing them. So there you go. All righty. Now, and by the way, that's one of our national sponsors through GCN. Somebody asked me how I got them. That's how I got them. But here's how I got this. Coming up after the top of the hour, I am going to open up with both barrels of a double-barrel shotgun and go after the Democrats for exactly what they are, exactly what they've done, and I'm going to lay my cards out on the table, and I don't care who doesn't like it. It's going to be fun. Guarantee you. Be right back with more right after these messages.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.